for robot building supplies. Supply and deliver all the products you need to get the job done right.
Afternoons with Andy Marr on SEN.
Huge game coming up on the weekend for Melbourne Victory. They stare down Perth Glory, the side that sits on the top of the table at the moment. And the man who's going to be standing in the way of any attempts at goal that they might be thinking of having is Lawrence Thomas from Melbourne Victory. And the big man's been able to, been good enough to join us on the show. Lawrence, thanks for your time, mate.
Well, there's Andy. How you going?
Going well indeed. I'm interested in Kevin Muscat. We love Muskie around here. When you come back from, like you did on the weekend, come back from a zip 2 deficit against the bottom of the table Mariners to win 3-2 the way you did, does Muskie pat you on the back after a match like that in the comeback, or does he kick you up the bum for getting 2-0 down in the first place?
No, straight after the game, it was all smiles. I think everyone was quite happy with the way we responded. But then we travelled back to Melbourne, had the day off after, and then we all come in for a team meeting first day back, and we sort of take a look at the game, especially the first half where we, Mariners obviously got the better of us. So after the game, that was quite pleasing away from home to come back from 2-0 down. But then leading to this week, obviously look at areas we can improve. And because I think against, in all respect to Central Coast, I think if you go down 2-0 against Perth Glory, it might be a different result.
Yeah, absolutely. And we always ask questions like that with absolute respect to the opposition. Just because they're sitting on the bottom of the ladder, they get 2-0 up, they're going to be hard to beat. I wonder, Lawrence, from your perspective, how hard is it to, or is it difficult, to be up every half, every match, every week? It's such a long season for you guys. You play the 27 matches. You've been up since the FFA Cup, the early rounds of that, from early August. Here we are already in the new year. Is it tough to stay absolutely on point, 100% focused week in, week out?
I think the focus is there. I think obviously it depends on how the game ends up or big events in the game. Because I think for us, we started really well in Central Coast. We had the opportunity quite early with Raul. And then when you're sort of away from home, regardless if you're Central Coast or Sydney or Adelaide, once the home team sort of gets that goal first up, the crowd obviously gets involved, and sometimes they can lift 10-20% and gain that confidence. And for us, on our side, sometimes you might go into your shell a little bit. So, the focus is always there. I think this weekend there won't be too much need to get yourself too fired up. I think it's going to be a massive crowd, a great atmosphere, and two of the top teams at the moment going head-to-head.
So you've run into them a couple of times, already this year. What are they bringing? What is it about Perth this year under, this coach that they're producing that is, seeing them sit on the table where they're sitting at the moment, Lawrence?
I think all of Popovich's team has always been very, very fit and very disciplined. So they're hard to break down, and they can run all day. And I think with his Perth side, I think he's got quite a few players up front who are very dangerous and have a lot of creativity, like to Castro, Keogh. So, they're going to be hard to break down. They'll run all day, and then up front, they obviously have a lot of quality. So it's a very good combination for them, but it's a massive game.
You speak about quality up front. They do have that. So do you. I mean, the impact that Ola Toivonen's had on your team and this league, and the way he commands his area and his ability to, to put chances away. How impressed have you been of him?
Yeah, very. He obviously had the little injury at the start of the season, which was a bit disappointing. But the last 5, 6, 7 weeks, pretty much any chance of finding a goal he gets, he takes, and that's what a top striker does. And even his runs off the ball, he's quite smart. You see him peeling out wide sometimes when the ball's on the opposite side, or even his link-up play. He's brilliant. So hope to see him back out there, and probably along with Keske, if we're lucky, yeah.
In terms of the CV and what, players have brought to the A-League, I don't know whether, I reckon, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I reckon he went a bit under the radar in terms of the pre-sell when he came over here. Honda got the red carpet rolled out, and you've been in this league for a long time now. You've seen, the sort of, the the fanfare afforded to people like, you know, Del Piero and others who have been out here in the past. But when you look at this guy's record and you see what he's done, what he did for PSV, what he's done for the Swedish national team, and he's still only 32 years of age, are you surprised that maybe he went a little bit under the radar when it was announced that he was coming out here?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it hit the nail on the head. I think Keske took a lot of that limelight. So I think he's getting a lot of it back now with his performances. So be interesting to see when they're both on the field and they're both doing special things, who gets the accolades. But he's been outstanding. So
it'll be him. Hey, Laurie, it'll be a mouth-watering prospect. If Honda, you know, can get back to something like full fitness after the kind of setback that he's had, and you've got him slotting alongside Toivonen, I mean, that would provide, you know, as silk a combination in those two positions as arguably we've ever seen in the A-League.
Yeah, massively. And, you know, you've got the likes of, you know, them two, Jimmy Treece out there, Costa Barbarousa. So it's... it's strong, mate. Very strong. And then got myself and the boys keeping it tight at the back,
mate. Of course, mate.
It's exciting.
Well, all teams are built from the strength from the back. We all know that. How is Honda going?
Very strong. He trained with the team today. Not sure fitness-wise where he's at in regards to starting on the weekend, but hopefully he'll be involved. Yeah, for everyone, and from what I'm seeing at training, it's not too long at all.
Well, mate, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a cracking game, 1v2 at Amy Park this Sunday. It's a great rivalry, particularly this year. It's going to be about the third or fourth time, I think, that you've run into each other, all competitions combined. So it's starting to develop a little bit of a storyline within the season, Melbourne Victory v Perth Glory. Let's hope we get a cracking crowd there on Sunday, and let's hope the right team wins, mate. Thanks for joining us and good luck.
Cheers, Andy. Have a good one, mate. Yeah.